This recording, Cuba 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, coma, coma, coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
You mean where I grew up? You mean my hometown? Cienfuegos, Cuba. Oh, I had a normal life. I have lovely parents, one sister, one grandmother, uncles, aunts. I had a very happy childhood. Summertime, during my vacation, sometimes I used to go to a farm and spend the time there riding horses. And another week, I used to come to the beach because I grew up in a beautiful bay named Cienfuegos. And always in the summer, we used to go to the beach. Not in the winter. Never in the winter. Only in the summer. Then I finished my high school that they used to call bachillerato. And then I started my acting career in a place that they call Teatro Estudio. Then I get married after that because I was frustrated because I didn't get a good success in that theater academy. When my wife got pregnant, we decided that we couldn't have a son or a girl in Cuba. and we decided to fly, to flee to United States. We applied, and we did everything that was required, but then cut the flights, because Pan American used to fly there, because the October crisis, and then I couldn't come. And then we had no job, because when you apply to come to the United States, you lost your job, because you have to resign. I had no job, my wife was pregnant, but I went to the television studios, and I required an audition, and was given to me, because at that time, they were making auditions to get new talent, because most of the famous actors and actresses has flown to the United States, to the United States, and they had to get new talent. And when they gave me the audition, the following day, I was called to work in a radio show, and that's it. I started working in a radio show, and then that was like a chain. And then I was starting in television, and then I spent 4 years working and living from the show business. And then came the Freedom Flight, and that was my opportunity to come to the United States. And that's it. I came in March 26, 1968.